The Record Spins here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. How do you stop kids from misusing guns? The tragic shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School has a lot of people asking that question. Last month, 15-year-old Jalen Freiberg shot five people in the cafeteria at his school before he shot and killed himself. Three teenage girls died. One boy was released yesterday. The other remains in critical condition at Harborview Hospital. Democrat Ruth Kagi represents Shoreline, Edmonds, and Linwood in the Washington State House of Representatives. Kagi thinks a safe storage law would reduce shootings by minors. And it's not just accidental or school shootings that she's concerned about. Ruth Kagi says youth suicide is a huge problem.
The issue of suicide really relates very directly to gun access. And I know from the brain research that adolescents' brains are not fully developed. There are big disconnects between action and consequences. And so the availability of a gun when you're in despair as a 16-year-old is very dangerous.
What specifically would this law do?
It states that a person is guilty of reckless endangerment for leaving or storing a loaded firearm in a location where a child is likely to or does gain access to the firearm. So there actually are 28 states that have what they call child access prevention laws, and 14 of those make it a criminal act to store a gun, either loaded or not, in a place where a child can have access and requires safe storage. This bill also, mirroring a Texas bill, requires firearm dealers to offer or to give purchasers a lockbox or a lock that prevents a firearm from discharging and requires them to post a warning sign regarding potential criminal liability for unsafe storage.
So it doesn't specifically mandate that gun owners lock their weapons up?
No, it doesn't. It focuses on the child safety issue. But I do think, you know, the issue of child safety, the issue of suicide, and now with the Marysville shooting, the third example of youth having access to guns and doing tremendous harm. I think it's a strategy that can really reduce deaths by firearms, and it's been demonstrated that that's the case. In the 12 states that have child access prevention laws in place that have criminal penalties or a criminal consequence, the unintended firearm deaths fell by 23%. In 4 years, for children under 15.
That's significant.
It's very significant.
I'm speaking with 32nd District Democrat Representative Ruth Kagi. This bill did not get out of committee in 2013. It didn't get a hearing in the 2014 session. Why do you think it hasn't come to the full legislature?
Well, guns are a very, very difficult issue in the legislature, as you know, and we have actually been unsuccessful in passing most bills. We did get a few bills related to domestic violence through the last few sessions, but they're challenging, and I do think the vote on background checks really opens the door to more reasonable public safety measures that will help reduce the level of gun violence. No one is arguing this will eliminate gun violence. You know, it will reduce harm, and it's a public health measure as far as I'm concerned.
So are you saying that because of the success of 594, 2015 might be the year that...
I think so, and The issue of suicide is becoming much better understood by many members of the public and the legislature. There are a number of studies indicating that accessibility to firearms by teenagers who are distraught results in suicide. So I think there's going to be a much more robust argument on the issue of suicide, and we actually almost got it out of committee last year, but the reduction in child accidental shootings was not compelling enough, but when we started focusing on the suicide issue, after cutoff, one member in particular indicated that he would be willing to support it. So I do think that those two issues together will be stronger. The vote on the background checks will make it clear that the public is supportive of reasonable safety measures. And I do think the Marysville shooting makes it apparent that having access to firearms by teenagers is very dangerous.
Do you have any support from your colleagues across the aisle in the Republican Party?
Guns have been a lightning rod issue. There was no one on the Republican side who said they would support it. But I think after this vote and after what's happened this year, that maybe some people will reconsider.
So you're saying that a public mandate for gun control mm-hmm. gives Republicans permission to step forward?
I wouldn't say it's for gun control. It's for, I think, reasonable public safety measures. And I do think the 60% vote will open the door to the discussion.
Democrat Ruth Kagi represents Shoreline, Edmonds, and Linwood in the Washington State House of Representatives. The new legislative session begins in January.